South Sudan has an enormous agricultural potential. I can go quickly through the agroecological zones. When you talk about the green belt that covers from Mogui up to Yambu, that is a very big land, it's very fertile. If properly utilized, it can not only feed South Sudan, it can feed even the East African bloc. Now you look at the areas like the floodplains in the jungle land that continues to urbanize, even Lafon in eastern Equatoria. You can easily use the mechanized agriculture because the trees there are sparse, so it takes little effort. The potential is there, but let us talk of the human capacity and the will to do so. So those are the factors that is impeding the agricultural potential, I mean productivity and production in South Sudan. But the potential is enormous. Even when we depend on it, our economy will grow faster as compared to depending on petroleum products, which is non-sustainable because petroleum is non-renewable resources. But agriculture is renewable. You can always overdo it.
Let's talk about the manpower that is needed for achieving that potentiality.
We have the manpower. The only problem seems to be the way of the government to observe in those manpower. We have professors. We have scientists like myself. Now I'm working in the International Center of Tropical Agriculture, which is among the only 13 international centers in the world. The issue is now, how can the government attract its own people back to really do the nitty-gritty of agriculture so that it moves forward? As I'm in West Africa here, I'm coordinating research program in 8 countries that comprises of Nigeria itself, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, Ghana. That's 8 countries. So in these countries, I have gathered a number of experiences, and some of the countries like Benin Republic, we are better than them. They have a few numbers of agricultural researchers, but they are producing enough for their people. They're even exporting.
How many agricultural research institutions are there in South Sudan as we speak today?
There is none. Last, as we were struggling to put 2 of it or 3 into function, to function properly, the full agricultural institution, the little support has been given. We are supposed to have agricultural research headquarters either in Yei or Yambio. You know well about Yambio. Yambio has been one of the only and biggest agricultural research stations in South Sudan. And the Yei, which was also constructed by the help of USAID, the buildings and infrastructures are there. The support to move the agricultural activity, I mean the research activity forward, is lacking. We also have in Polotaka as a basic seed center, which has been constructed. Few buildings are there, the fields are there, we have the tractor there, but the support is also lacking. So in a sum, it seems the government has not given enough support to boost agriculture. Another thing quickly seems to be that even the personnel in agricultural research directorate at the Ministry of Agriculture and Forest, those personnel is there. There need to be an addition of the people who have been actually doing the research. Like we have 21 researchers who have just come from the North Sudan. They are there in the South. They are not being absorbed in. Only 5 of them working as consultants.